sites or interviews with its nuclear scientists, beginning with the Supreme Leader.
We have said that we will not allow any inspection of military centers by any foreigners to take place. They say we should let them interview our nuclear scientists. I will not allow this.
Last Saturday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, who is subordinate to the Supreme Leader, said the negotiating process runs the risk of falling apart.
If the other side can honor the previously reached framework instead of incessantly posing new demands, I think we can achieve a deal. But if the negotiation is turned into an endless bargaining, this will be very likely to postpone the negotiation progress.
The American point man on the nuclear science involved is Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. He's a trained physicist who's been deeply involved in the negotiations process as it hurtles toward the June 30th deadline. I spoke with him yesterday.
Secretary Moniz, thank you for joining us. So we know about this June 30th deadline that we're now building up to. Is it a real deadline?
Well, we certainly want to meet June 30th. We have lots of reasons to do so, including, of course, our subsequent interactions with the Congress, reporting to them. So we're pushing hard. We've had six technical meetings since Lausanne. We've had several political level meetings. Secretary Kerry and I were in Geneva a couple of weeks ago, just prior to his unfortunate bike accident. And we expect that we'll be back soon to try to finish the deal.
But what's a deal? Is it a deal to get a deal? Or is it a deal to actually button this whole thing up?
Oh, no. We are aiming to complete the deal, to see to it that we and our partners, the P5 plus one, will have a deal where we will have confidence that Iran's program is peaceful. We will have the ability to determine quickly if it is not.